KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, for the past 6 years, the Atlantic Rotary has presented their Outstanding Teacher of the Year Award to one person each year. This year was different, though. Last year's winner, Jenny Jordan, announced Wednesday during a ceremony at the Atlantic High School Commons area. Now, the winners this year were Justin Williams, CCEOC 9th through 12th grade teacher, and CCEOC special education teacher Karen Vogel. Jordan last year stood before her peers and administrators and announced her retirement after 42 years. And while she says she loves retirement, she enjoys opportunities to teach as well.
A lot of people ask me if I miss teaching after retiring, and the answer, I'm sorry to say, is no. I'm 66 years old and it was time to stop. Do I enjoy coming back as a sub occasionally? Yes, I absolutely do.
After she was presented with her award Wednesday, Karen Vogel said that she was extremely happy, appreciative, and pleased to receive the award. She credited her success to her team, which includes Justin Williams. Williams also recognized the team at the CCEOC and said he was humbled to receive the award. Rotary Teacher of the Year Chair Becky Schroeder said that there were an outstanding pool of nominees each year, and this year the selection process made it all the more difficult.
Which makes the job both fun and challenging at the same time. Congratulations to everyone who was nominated. If you were nominated, be proud, because the application process is pretty strenuous. It takes a lot of work for people to put those packets together. So be proud of yourself. You're doing great work.
The winner, she said, in addition to recognition at the ceremony, will receive a check for $5,000 to be used however they see fit. Both also received a plaque. Other awards were presented for years of service and to those who are retiring. The retirees honored include Christy Garrett and Deb Nelson from Washington Elementary, Malia Clark from Schuller Elementary, Cheryl Dusenberry with the Atlantic Middle School, Craig Ferdine, Merrill Hopper Henningsen, Pat Wiederin, and Michelle Lane from the Atlantic High School, maintenance retiree Arnie Lamp, and transportation retirees Dave Eccles, Sam Hoover, and Jan Imhoff. Other staff received certificates for serving anywhere from 5 to 35 years with the Atlantic School District. The Southwest Iowa Squadron of Heroes has announced that they've been awarded two local grants. Grant applications were submitted to Southwest Iowa REC and to the EF and Sylvia Schulberg Foundation. The squadron appreciates the support that has been given by so many to make this all possible. Organizers say we're one step closer to getting the Hero bus on the road. Stay tuned for several exciting announcements in the next few weeks. Southwest Iowa Squadron of Heroes was formed, that is, to promote a positive message and outreach to those who are in the age bracket of 1 to 101. Their mission statement is to effect a positive influence in one person's life, hopefully a young person, and the efforts and cost and time will be all worthwhile. Their mission statement says, we may never know the result or the particular person we had a positive contact with, and that part of the equation does not matter. Their current superheroes include Wonder Woman, portrayed by Sidney Raimi, Batman, by Justin Raimi, Optimus Prime, portrayed by Luke Mellott, Captain America, portrayed by Will Brown, and Thor, portrayed by Justin Mann. Other committee members include Brad Baker, Carl Borman, and Katie Lewis. For more information on upcoming events, see the Southwest Iowa Squadron of Heroes Facebook page. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday voted 4-2 with Councilperson Ashley Hayes abstaining to authorize the sale of and solicitation of bids for the Atlantic Senior Center with a minimum bid of $40,000 and a deadline for bid submission as 4:30 p.m. May the 30th. Councilpersons Kathy Summers and Gerald Brink were opposed to the move. Summers said she's okay with selling the building but not okay with putting it up for bid, especially with a minimum bid of $40,000.
I think we either need to take the highest bid or say we will maintain the right to not award it to the highest bidder, and which we aren't clarifying here. And I also think that it would just be better in general if we would just put it up for sale, even if we sell it by owner, you know, just us without a real estate agent involved, because that way we could negotiate with individual parties that are interested, rather than just saying we'll take the highest bidder or we won't take the highest bidder. because all of that I don't think is very fair.
City Clerk Barb Barrick said they can make the ad say the city has the right to reject any and all bids. In other business, the Atlantic City Council awarded the lowest bid contract for construction of an addition to the street department building to Iron Specialties in the amount of $116,926. The engineer's estimates put the cost at $119,500. Two other bids from Henningsen Construction and Jensen Builders came in considerably higher than the lowest bid at $137,924 and $159,900, respectively. The council also accepted the resignation of Ashley Hayes, effective at the end of Wednesday night's meeting. Hayes, who moved out of the 3rd Ward into the 1st Ward, creating a vacancy, was at times emotional in making her final statement as councilperson.
"It is with a heavy heart that I announce my resignation from Atlantic City Council 3rd Ward seat. Due to a necessary move, I now reside outside of my elected ward. In spite of what was originally reported to me, the county auditor's office has informed the city that my move does, in fact, violate Iowa code and must resign my position. When I agreed to run for office nearly 8 years ago, I was focused on improving our parks department and being a living example of how younger people in the community can get involved, be heard, and create change."
She went on to say how proud she is of the park system and how proud she is to see more young people sitting on various local boards and committees who will shape the future of Atlantic.
"During these nearly 7.5 years of sitting on city council, I've gained a better understanding of how local government functions and a better appreciation for our community leaders. This is a position that is easy to criticize until you are working behind the scenes and learn that there are limitations at times. It has been my distinct honor to work alongside my fellow council members, the city administrator, city clerk, and the mayor. It has been an even bigger honor to serve my community in this capacity. Thank you for allowing me to serve throughout these 2 terms. I look forward to continuing to serve through other roles in the community."
Anyone from the 3rd Ward interested in filling the vacant seat has until 4 p.m. May 29th to submit their resume listing their qualifications to the city clerk's office. The person who is appointed by the council will hold the seat until November unless there is a petition within 20 days calling for a special election. A special election will take place 60 days thereafter. The filled position will be on the ballot during the November general election, so the person appointed would have a chance to run for the seat full time. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs are investigating a robbery that took place outside of a residence at around 7:10 p.m. Wednesday. The incident happened in the 2900 block of Avenue F. The victim, 61-year-old Deborah Ekstrom, was just arriving home when an unknown male came up behind her and grabbed her purse with such force that Ekstrom fell to the ground and hit her head on the pavement. The suspect ran off with her purse. Ekstrom was transported to a local hospital and treated for minor injuries. The suspect was described as being a black male of medium build, between 16 and 21 years of age, about 6 feet tall, wearing short flat top hair, no shirt, and blue jeans. The Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division is investigating the crime. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call 712-328-4728, or to remain anonymous, you can call 712-328-STOP. The Creston Police Department reports two people were arrested Wednesday evening on drug charges. 25-year-old Marcus Parkhurst and 25-year-old Brittany Short, both of Creston, were taken into custody at around 6:10 p.m. in an apartment located in the 300 block of West Lucas Street. They were both charged with possession of a controlled substance for his defense, cited and released on a promise to appear in court. Authorities said also a woman reported that sometime between 10 and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, someone entered her vehicle while it was parked in the 300 block of West Adams Street. Taken from inside the vehicle was a purse that contained keys, credit cards, identification, and cash. The loss was estimated at $200. Two women were injured during a single vehicle accident in Fremont County Wednesday evening. The sheriff's office reports the accident happened around 7:15 p.m. on Highway 59 between 250th Street and 260th Street. Deputies determined a car driven by 39-year-old Michelle Graham of Fairfax, Missouri, was traveling south on Highway 59 when, for reasons unknown, Graham lost control, causing the vehicle to cross the center line to the left. The car entered the north ditch and continued south before sideswiping one tree and striking a second tree head-on. Graham became trapped and was extricated from the vehicle after an hour and 45 minutes by Shenandoah Rescue and Fire using the jaws of life. She was airlifted from the scene by LifeNet to Nebraska Medicine in Omaha with life-threatening injuries. Her passenger, 56-year-old Teresa Amthor of Rockport, Missouri, was also flown from the scene by LifeNet, suffering from unknown injuries. Both women were wearing their seatbelts. In addition, the car's airbags deployed as designed. Shenandoah Fire and Rescue, Page County Sheriff, LifeNet, and the Iowa DOT assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with the call. Authorities did say neither alcohol nor speed were believed to be factors. The vehicle was a total loss, and the accident remains under investigation. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.